good to have you back as we continue the conversation here. Joining me now, Matt Hall. He's a Republican from Richland Township, House Republican leader, Matt Hall. Matt, good to have you back on the program.
Thanks for having me.
So bring us up to date on some of these things that are going on as the Democrats' pay cut plan, as you call it, will set Michigan workers and the economy back. What are you talking about?
Well, yesterday the Democrats had to bring in COVID-positive members because they only have a one-seat majority in the House to ram through the repeal of Michigan's right-to-work law and to restore the prevailing wage law. And so those bills are now on their way to Governor Whitmer's desk. And this right-to-work law, I'll just say, has been one of the things that have made our state attractive to more business opportunities. And it's basically a policy that says if, you know, a union has to compete for a person's business. So if you want to, if you want to be a union employee, you can be, but you're not forced or compelled to be as a condition of having a job. And so therefore a union has to provide value in order for a person to join. Now, the law is going to change when Whitmer signs this to where people will be forced to be members of unions, and union dues are expensive. And that's going to be a significant part of workers' paychecks.
Well, yeah, but hold on, Matt. They want me to pay the union dues. They want you to pay the union dues. They want it to be fully refundable tax credit. And if your tax credit is more than you owe, then you will get a check back. That will cost the state taxpayers $1 billion. I mean, I've been running the numbers on this. I think it's more than $1 billion a year. Because you and I will be picking up the union tab and membership. And therefore, unions will raise their dues, because why not? They can get all the money they want, and they want no limitation on unions spending money on political campaigns. Or am I wrong somewhere?
Well, you're correct that the Democrats are not even hiding what they're trying to do here. I mean, they repeal right to work, and you know, the next day they've introduced these bills that would do exactly what you said. So those bills have not been voted on yet, but they show us that while right to work is very bad for Michigan's economy and will be bad for Michigan's workers, there's an entire other agenda here by the Democrats to ram through things to help big labor. And, you know, the Democrats, more than half the money they raise in Michigan comes from unions. And so when they say we're going to subject everyone to campaign finance limits except for unions,
right?
And then they're enhancing their political machine in the state. But you're correct; taxpayers should not be subsidizing people's union dues. And you're correct; that will lead to higher union dues, and it's wrong.
The higher union dues, because we'll be paying it. It's basically a money laundering scheme to put a bunch of money into the union hands. I mean, I don't know how else you would look at that. Well, let me ask you this. For the people that don't understand and should have a better understanding, explain the prevailing wage and what that means.
Sure. So prevailing wage is a policy that will force most contractors doing all contractors doing state projects to pay what the unions, the union wages, basically, or the, you know, a wage that's basically set by unions. And that would apply to all state construction projects. So I've talked to several contractors, and they've told me that that'll raise the cost 30%. So, you know, these projects are, you know, things like building schools and other you know, buildings that taxpayers are footing the bill for. It's going to increase the cost. Now, what they slipped in there at the last minute in the middle of the night was provisions that would basically allow anyone to file an anonymous complaint if they suspect, if they had what the bill calls credible information that someone is not paying their workers this prevailing wage. What that means is if you bid a deal and you lose, you just file a complaint anonymously against the contractor that won the bid, And then you can, and then the Whitmer's Labor and Economic Opportunity Department, LEO, will come in and start investigating that contractor. And then they put in there that lawyers, that LEO can require that no one else is present when they're interviewing employees and people at the company. So they wouldn't even, would not even be entitled to lawyers. And so this is going to be an opportunity to bully contractors and ultimately force them to join, just become union shops, because union bosses are going to take advantage of this to bully other businesses that are non-union. So it was a huge change that's really bad for small businesses.
Corruption, corruption, corruption. Matt Hall, a Republican from Richland Township. You got any good news for me, Matt, or is that all we got?
Well, the Republicans have fought the Democrats, and we are going to be getting an income tax cut this year. And so that's good. And we did get them to agree to some small business tax cuts that we're going to be moving through this week. So we're trying to fight for the taxpayers. But these Democrats, they've got one seat majorities, and they're acting like they've got super majorities. And so once we get this out and the people of Michigan understand, what these Democrats are going to do to the economy and to our competitiveness as a state,
right,
I think the voters are going to soundly reject them in the next election and bring the House Republicans back to put
we'll
a check
see.
And balance on Whitmer.
We'll actually need a statewide Republican party to pull that off. We'll see how we make strides there. Matt Hall, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Greatly appreciate it. There you have it. COVID positive members to vote. Oh, how times have changed. Oh, how times have changed. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game. So learn what to look for. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.